Riley.
Yeah.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What else?
Taste that flavor smooth and light. The beer that leaves no afterbite. The beer that always tastes just right is Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Internationally famous Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere, proudly presents The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. Miss Luella Lounsbury is giving a farewell party to celebrate her departure from Los Angeles to her native Georgia for a lengthy visit. The Rileys have been invited, and the house is in a turmoil as a result of frantic last-minute preparations.
Peg, ain't you ready yet?
Hold your order.
Well, it's almost 9 o'clock. Luella's serving the grub at 9.
All right, so we'll be a few minutes late.
There won't be nothing left. I haven't eaten all day on purpose. I've been counting on this party. Hurry up, will you?
All right, don't get so excited, Daddy.
I ain't excited. I just can't stand waiting around like this. Peg! I don't know why it takes your mother so long to get dressed. Here I've been standing around all dressed up for the last half hour.
Pop, where's your pants?
Oh, yeah. I better put them on. Party's formal. Junior, get up off the studio couch.
Huh?
My pants, they're under the mattress. I'm putting a crease in them.
Oh.
Junior, if we're going to the movies, let's go. The Brave Bulls goes on at 8:50.
Oh, okay, Babs. Good night, Pop.
Night, Daddy. Night, Mother.
Good night, kids. Don't be late.
Aren't you dressed yet?
I'm ready. I'm ready as soon as I slip on these pants. There. Well, are you ready? Come on.
I'm not going.
What? You've been primping for the last 2 hours and now you ain't going?
In this dress? How can I go wearing this rag?
That rag looks all right to me.
Just look at it. It's shrunk so much I can hardly get into it.
Don't blame the dress. There's enough dress there. The trouble is, it's too much you.
What? So I'm fat,
well, I didn't mean that you...
You'd better go to this party alone. I'm sure you don't want to be seen in public with a monstrosity like me.
I didn't say you're fat. Why do you put words in my mouth? You're not fat.
Well...
You're just, pleasingly plump.
I... Oh...
What did I say? Come on, Peg, it's late.
I'm not going after the way you insulted me.
What did I say? Well, I don't see why you're so sensitive. Let's face it, you're 20 years older. Your figure just ain't what it used to be, same as me. Now, if you took a little exercise...
Exercise? I have a husband and a house and 2 kids to look after.
Oh, don't give me that routine, Peg. Other women have houses to look after, and from what I've seen of their figures,
they... Oh, so... You've been looking at other women, huh? Thinking of making a change?
No, no. I was just window shopping. Let's go, honey. It's late. Luella, worry.
You're more concerned about your precious Luella than you are about me.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you worry more about her.
Why should I worry about her? She's got a perfect figure. What did I say?
Oh, I'd have a figure like her, too, if I spent all my time in beauty parlors and massage salons and took that Madame Julia's charm course.
Well, who's stopping you? You want to go to a saloon and get massaged? Go. You want to take this charming course with Madame Julia's? Take it. Anything you want to do, that's okay with me.
You mean it?
Well, sure.
Oh, it's a wonderful course. They make a new woman of you. You really mean it?
Well, of course.
It costs $20.
I like you just the way you are. How you doing, Gillis?
Oh, great, Manny. Great party, huh?
Yeah.
Did you ever taste such food? Boy, they've got my decolleté. Hey, watch out. Don't lean against me.
Well, what's the matter?
I got nickel air in my pocket for lunch tomorrow.
Gillis, did you see Peg?
Yeah, there she is, over there in the corner.
Oh. Hey, Peg. Great party, eh?
I'm glad you think so.
Oh, now, don't be like that, Peg. Can I get you something? How about a nice chocolate eclair?
Aren't you afraid I'll get too fat?
I'll put it on a piece of Rye Crisp.
You make me sick.
What did I say? Come on, let bygones be, go by. Let's kiss and make up, huh? Come on, nobody's looking. Slip me a kiss.
Oh, leave me alone.
Oh, now, Peg, wait, Peg.
What's the matter, Chester, darling?
Oh, Luella.
What's wrong? Did you and your precious little old Peg have a little old fire?
No. No, nothing serious. Just something I said she misunderstood.
Oh, you poor, poor misunderstood husband.
You don't know what we go through.
And I suppose it's all her fault.
Well, to be perfectly fair, yes.
Chester Riley, I just wish you were my husband for 1 minute instead of a thing like that. Oh, there's a thunderstorm, and I was going to serve coffee on the patio.
Oh,
you.
Hey,
there goes the light. Fuses must have blown out.
Don't nobody move. Hands off the silverware.
I'll check the fuses. Anybody got... Hey, who's that? Who? Stop!
They're coming out again. They're okay now.
Gillis, quick.
What's the matter?
Step out here with me out the front door. Hurry.
But what's wrong?
Anything on my face?
Yeah, you're bleeding.
No, it's lipstick. Here, my handkerchief. Rub it off.
Well, how did you get...
Hurry, before Peg sees...
How did you get lipstick on you?
When the lights went out, some dame put her arms around me and kissed me.
No kidding, who?
I don't know. It's too dark to see.
Well, who was standing near you when the lights went out?
Let me think. It was Danny Schwartz.
I mean a dame.
Oh. Well, I was talking to...
Well, who?
Luella.
Luella? Who are you lucky dog?
Lucky. Gillis, I'm in trouble.
I should have troubles like that.
But I'm a married man. What does she want with me?
Well, she's making a play for you.
You're right, Gillis. I remember just before the lights went out, she said something about wishing I was her husband. And then she kissed me. But why pick on me?
I don't know why. Some women got queer tastes.
I better tell Peg.
Don't be a dope. You want to commit suicide?
But I'm innocent.
You don't know how a woman's mind works. You tell her Luella kissed you, and in 2 seconds she's got you kissing Luella.
Yeah, but Gillis,
forget it, will you? Luella's leaving town tomorrow anyway.
Yeah, that's right. I hope Peg never finds out about this. You know, Gillis, in 19 years we've been married, this is the first time I was ever kissed by another woman.
Oh, was it great?
No, I'm lying. I didn't enjoy a single minute of it.
Oh, you dog, you!
Oh, Babsy, would you drop your father's suit off at the tailor's and have it cleaned?
Well, sure, Mother.
Oh, here, wait a minute. Let's see if there's anything in the pocket.
There's something in this pocket.
Ooh. What is it?
A chocolate eclair.
Oh, honest. Stealing eclairs.
Well, there's something in the breast pocket, too.
Probably a turkey leg.
No, it's just a handkerchief. Mother, look.
So what's the matter?
Daddy's handkerchief. Lipstick.
Oh, don't get excited. It's my lipstick. I kissed him last night.
Are you sure, Mother?
Of course.
But weren't you mad at him?
Well, I was. And then he wanted to make up, and I was very mean to him. And then I was sorry. And then the lights went out, and, well, I kissed him.
Are you positive, Mother? If this isn't your lipstick, well, you know what men are like.
Why, Babsy, don't be ridiculous. You've been reading too many trashy novels. You ought to know your father by now.
All I know is he's a man, and no man can be trusted.
When they got your father's looks, you can trust him. You know, it's a funny thing.
What?
Well, he never mentioned it.
You mean the kiss?
Yes, it's very odd. I remember now when I put my arms around him, he said, "Who's that?" And then, Babs, maybe he thinks it was somebody. Oh, no. Not even your father could be that wrong.
Well, I gotta run, Mother. Bye.
Hey, who went out?
Oh, just Babs.
Well, I'm off to work.
Oh, wait, Riley. Can you spare a minute?
Well, for you, honey, all the time in the world.
Well, I wanted to ask you something about the party last night.
Yes, honey.
You know, when the lights went out?
I gotta go. I'll be late for work.
Wait. Just a minute. I want to find out something.
when the light went out, didn't something happen?
Yes. Everything went black.
Goodbye.
Ronnie, wait!
Hey, Gillen, come here.
Well, if it ain't Romeo. Just a king sing the tank.
Oh, cut it out. She won't take to hear you. I think she's suspicious. Boy, it's lucky for me Luella left this morning.
Why? She didn't leave.
What? Why not? Is she sick?
No.
Well, then why didn't she go? She planned this trip for months. She gave a farewell party. Why didn't she leave?
Does the mouse leave when there's a piece of cheese in a dress?
You mean...
Match! Here the dame plans to go away. Then one kiss in the dark. The blood races around in her pulse. She's... Oh, you lucky piece of cheese, you!
No. No, Gillis, Luella ain't in love with me, no.
Well, maybe not in love, but she's enamored of you.
My kiss did that? Well, I don't understand. Peg always says I kiss like a dying halibut.
Sure, Peg thinks you kiss her like a fish, but Luella's got different bait.
Oh, why did it have to happen to me? Maybe she missed the plane. Maybe she's going tomorrow.
Not this baby. She ain't going no place without you.
She'll never get me. I love my wife.
You know, I've studied this here, Luella. And if there was a Northwest Mounted Police in the South, she'd be on the force because she always gets her man.
Oh, what'll I do, Gillis? I gotta kill her love for me. Maybe plastic surgery. I'll change my face and then I'll be homely, huh?
In cases like this, I recommend two things.
Yeah?
First, getting good with the missus. So in case she does find out, she'll go easy on you.
How do I do that?
Buy her a present.
What?
Well, what does she want most?
I don't know. Yes, I do. A beauty course. Madame Julia's Charming course. It comes by mail.
Well, right away for it and surprise her.
$20. There goes my new fishing rod.
Forget fishing. You want to be Peg's halibut, don't you? Buy her the course and then you protect it. But you got to see to it you don't find out.
How?
You got to tell Luella to lay off. Tell her it's finished. It's all over. No more kissing. Tell her Peg is catching on, see?
Yes, I'll tell her all right. No, I'll write her a letter. I'll say, Luella, I can't never be yours. It'll break your heart, but it's your own fault for playing with fire.
You have just heard the first act of The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. Now, right now, I've asked Paul Guile, our number one man on the trumpet, to help us make the freeway experts test. In one hand here, Paul's holding a glass, and the other, a nice cold bottle of Pabst Blue Ribbon. And say, how about you folks at home making the test right along with us? All right, ready to pour, Paul?
You bet, Harry. I've been waiting for this.
Okay, go ahead. Oh, I could listen to that sound all day. Okay, now test number one. Notice that clear color, that creamy head, huh?
Mm, boy, that looks mighty good to me.
Yeah, it sure does. Now, test number two. Sniff it. Sniff it. Get a whiff of that fragrant blue ribbon blend. Huh?
Brother, that's real beer.
You said it.
I know what comes next, Harry, and man, I'm ready.
Sure. All right, then. Test number three. Go ahead, taste it. Taste that smoother Pabst Blue Ribbon. Look, he is.
Harry, for my money... That's the best beer there is.
Your finest beer served anywhere. So, Paul, next time somebody asks you, what'll you have?
I'm going to answer, Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer. And now, back to The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley with Paula Winslow and John Brown.
Yours truly, Chester Riley. There, that ought to do the trick. I better send a special delivery. Let's see, I haven't got enough stamps. Well, maybe Gillis has some.
Oh, hi, Daddy.
Hi, Pop.
Where are you going?
Just over to Gillis's. I'll be right back.
Hey, who's been using my typewriter?
Oh, you and your precious typewriter.
Well, nobody's allowed to use that typewriter without my permission.
Well, don't yell at me.
I guess Pop was using it. I wonder what he was typing. He never writes letters. Babs, look at this.
What's the matter?
The this letter. Pop wrote it.
Well, what about it? Dear Luella, it's too risky to come to your house. People might see me. So I'm writing to say, Luella, no more kissing. It's got to stop. I know you're only staying in town because of me, but take my advice and forget me. That's life. No use trying to get me to go south with you. You're truly Chet. Oh, Junior, how could he? How could he?
What does it mean?
What do you think he means? Your father's been carrying on with that horrible woman.
Pop? He's your father, too.
Poor mother. After she slaved and sacrificed for him all these years, he cast her aside like an old shoe. And only this morning she was telling me how she trusted him. Oh, the poor innocent darling.
Pop? And Luella?
It's all here in black and white, isn't it?
Oh, I guess so, yeah, but... Gee, how could he do a thing like that? She is pretty.
Oh, horrible. Now, listen, we've got to show this letter to Mother.
You think we should?
Well, yes, she has a right to know.
Well, how are you going to get hold of it? He's going to mail it.
Well, I'll think of something. Maybe I can...
Watch it. Here's Pop.
Oh, you still here? I just went over to Gillison's to get a stamp for my letter. And... My letter. You read my letter.
What letter?
Nothing. Just a letter. I'd better get it off right away. Where's the envelope? Oh, here.
Luella Lounsbury? Why are you writing her?
Luella? What makes you think I'm writing to her?
Her name's on the envelope.
Oh. Well, you see, I was writing to her because... Well, you see...
The mailman. Give me the letter. I'll give it to him to me.
Okay. No! Wait! My bed! Come back with that letter! What's the matter with you, Junior? Why are you staring at me like that?
Pop?
Huh?
Daddy?
Listen, Babs, what's the idea?
Here's the mail, Daddy.
Oh, the mail. Let me see it. I'm expecting... Oh, here it is.
You were expecting an important letter?
No, nothing important. Excuse me, this is private. Dear Mr. Riley, we have received your check for the Madame Julia charm course, and in a few days, Mrs. Riley will receive the first lesson. Oh, that's great.
Good news, Father.
Well, yes. I may as well tell you, but it's a secret. You see, your mother, well, she ain't as young as she used to be. She's still very good looking, but, well, you know, time marches on.
Daddy, what are you trying to say?
Well, now, all this is on the QT, but the fact is, very soon you're going to have a new mother.
Daddy!
Slimmer and prettier. You see, I'd better not tell you anymore. You spill the beans.
Oh, you're horrible. You're horrible.
Well, Babs, Junior, we're...
Don't talk to me. Never again.
Babs. What did I say?
Junior, listen, wait a minute. Where is he?
In the kitchen.
Okay, listen. I still got that letter. I don't know what to do.
I thought you gave it to the mailman.
No, I just pretended to so I could get hold of it.
You didn't show it to Mom?
No, it'll just break her heart. What do you think?
Well, in the letter, he says he wants to break off with her.
We'll give him one more chance, for poor Mother's sake. If he stays away from that creature, we won't say anything to her. But we've got to watch every move he makes.
Don't worry, I'll get my gang. We'll tail him in shifts, and if he makes one false move, we'll put the finger on him.
Don't let on to Mother that we just...
Watch it, here he comes.
Oh, is that you there, Peg? Oh, it's you. Listen, I want to talk to you, too. Now, wait a minute. Come back here. Why are you acting like this? I didn't do nothing.
Don't think we don't know what's going on.
Yeah. So watch your steps, see?
Oh, they know.
Hey, Riley!
Gillis, stay out there. I gotta talk to you.
What's wrong?
Your pail is a goat. Hey, did Big fight us?
No, but the kids did.
How?
I don't know. Maybe they read the letter I wrote to Luella.
You wrote to her?
Yeah.
You put it in writing? Oh, now you're cooked. Did Luella answer your letter?
No. It's 2 days already. Maybe she left town.
No, I seen her in the yard this morning.
No.
Riley, he's up to something.
Oh, what'll I do? I can't stand this anymore.
Well, you've got to go see her now. Big
right, once and for all. Oh, why did this have to happen to me? Why was I cursed with this fatal charm?
Honey.
Luella, I gotta talk to you.
Chester, I haven't got time for chit-chat now. I'm in the middle of my packing.
You're leaving?
If I ever get my packing done, I've just got 45 minutes to catch my plane.
You got my letter. You got my letter.
Will you stop babbling about letters? If you want to make yourself useful, help me pack. I've got so many things, and I just haven't got enough suitcases. Oh, I'll never get everything packed in time. Oh, what's the use? It's hopeless.
No, 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 Luella, you gotta go.
But there's no time.
Yeah, well, I'll borrow Gillis's car and drive you to the airport. You just gotta go, Luella. You just gotta go.
Can you see him?
Can
you see them?
Yeah, I see him.
Well, what are they doing?
It looks like they're packing.
Packing? Well, what are they saying? Can you hear?
No. Oh, yes, I can. Shh.
You just gotta go, Luella. You just gotta.
But there are all these things to pack.
Don't worry. I'll run home and get a suitcase. Don't worry. We'll make that plane.
They're running away together.
Pop and Luella?
Mother!
Mom!
Mother!
What's the matter?
Oh, you poor thing. You gave him the best years of your life, and now... Oh, Mother!
Will you stop and tell me what this is all about?
Daddy, he's running away with that woman.
Wait a minute. One at a time.
Daddy's running away with that Luella. Their plane leaves in 45 minutes.
What? I'm not hysterical. That's the funniest thing I ever heard of.
But it's true. She's running away with him.
Oh, now, Babsy, I love your father, but believe me, women don't run away with him. They run away from him.
I don't know how long it's been going on behind your back, but now he's going away with her.
Now, stop it, Babs. Now, this has gone far enough.
He's got proof. Here, look at this letter he wrote.
What letter? Where'd you get this?
He wrote it to her. I intercepted it.
No more kissing. It has got to stop.
Well, now will you believe it?
Their plane leaves in 45 minutes. We heard him planning the whole thing. Pop's on his way here to get his suitcase.
A suitcase? I don't believe it. I just don't believe it.
Oh, hey.
Riley, I want to talk to you.
Yeah, well, there's no time now. Where's my suitcase? We got to make that plane.
Chester, Riley.
Hey, I got to go. We...
Junior, lock the door.
Okay, Mom. Now, just a minute.
Stay where you are. And there's no use trying to get out the window. My gang's got the house surrounded. See?
What is this? Is that my son, Junior, or Humphrey Bogart? What's going on here?
That's what I'd like to know. Did you write this letter?
I did. Oh. Oh, now, wait a minute, Peg. I can explain the whole thing as soon as I get back.
You're not going anywhere. You'll explain now.
Now, Peg, believe me, there's nothing between Luella and me. I'm innocent. It's all her fault. She done it. The night of the party when the lights went out. She kissed me in the dark.
What? She kissed you?
But, Mother, you checked.
I'll do the talking, then. So, Luella kissed you.
Yeah. Can I help it if I attract women to me like a maggot? Believe me, I didn't enjoy that kiss one bit.
You didn't enjoy it?
No, not one bit. Brr, her long, pointy nose. Brr. Almost knocked my eye out. It was like kissing Cyrano de Bergerac. Didn't do a thing to me. It was a kiss like a dying halibut.
Oh, it was, huh? A dying halibut, huh?
Exactly.
Why, you... I was the one who kissed you that night.
Yeah, you see. Huh?
You kissed me?
Yes.
What a revolting development is this?
Why didn't you tell me? I went through all this. I'm going crazy trying to get Luella out of town because I thought that... Oh.
Daddy, you mean you're not running away with Luella?
Of course not.
What a revolting development this is.
The Rileys will be back in just a moment. You don't become world famous unless you deserve it. Year after year, more Pabst Blue Ribbon is enjoyed in more countries throughout the world than any other American beer. You don't become world famous unless you deserve it. And that is a fact, folks. Pabst Blue Ribbon is the number one international favorite. The beer with the flavor the whole world knows. That's important, too. And just so you remember it, I'm not only going to say it, but sing it, too. Listen, my friends, and you will hear a fact on Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. More is exported every year than any American beer. So you should know what the answer is anytime you hear this quiz.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Taste that flavor smooth and light. The beer that leaves no afterbite. The beer that always tastes just right is Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Hey.
Oh, you're back. Well, is your girlfriend gone?
Yeah, we just made the plane. And she ain't my girlfriend.
Well, I don't know. That letter wouldn't look so good in court.
Now, Peg, don't talk like that, even in a joke. You know you're the only girl I've got.
I'm only kidding.
Give me a kiss, huh?
Well, I don't know. No, I kissed like a dying halibut.
You know I didn't mean that. Come on, huh?
Well, all right. Well?
Oh, poor Luella. She'll never get me now.
Hey, Riley. Lover boy.
That's me.
Riley, I must apologize to you. I never realized you were such a stimulating kisser.
Oh, well, Harry, after all, not everybody's got a kisser like I got.
Well, now, Riley, yeah. Look, just between you and me, what kind of kisses do you like best?
Oh, well, I like the kind when those burning lips of mine press against the cool, foaming glass of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Oh, I'm drinking in every word, Riley.
Okay, what do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere. Pabst Blue Ribbon invites you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. The script is by Reuben Schiff and Alan Lipscott, direction by Mitch Lindemann. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow, Gillis is John Brown, Babs is Barbara Eiler, Junior is Bobby Ellis, Luella is Shirley Mitchell. The Life of Riley is produced by Irving Brecker. Friends, the 1951 Cancer Crusade of the American Cancer Society is now in progress. Do your part in this great effort. Don't sit back, strike back. Strike back now by mailing your generous contribution to Cancer. Cancer, care of your local post office. The Life of Riley is brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and sent your way with the best wishes of the Pabst Blue Ribbon dealers from coast to coast. This is Harry Bonzell saying, hope you can be with us.
Bill Stern tells a story from history next over many NBC stations.